Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Today is day 1610 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. We are continuing our series on Meditation Monday as we focus on mastering Bible study through a series of brief insights from Hebrew scholar Dr. Michael S. Heiser. Our current insights are focusing on practical tools for Bible study. So let's meditate on Bible study, software, and dictionaries. Insight number 73, buy Bible software and then use it. I recommend that you buy and use Bible software. Unless you'd rather have the rotary phone, like to wash dishes and clothes by hand, or yearn for the days of the Model T Ford, you will want Bible software. I realize that there are some people out there in the world that have enough time to experience the thrill of spending weeks or months in Bible study tasks that my software can do in less than a second, but I'm certainly not that guy. We still have monks in monasteries, but the monastic age is history. There's nothing like having Bible software when it comes to Bible study. It isn't an issue of laziness or wanting to do Bible study as fast as possible so we can move on with the rest of the day. That's not the point. Bible study still takes discipline. It isn't a ritual act. That isn't what lightning speed for processing searches in the Bible is all about. The speed allows us to get more done, not pave the way to do less. This is what technology is all about, how to do something with greater accuracy, efficiency, and frequency. Bible software is a boon in all those aspects. In the olden days, I'm just talking about 40 years ago, not in the days of the apostles, scholars had a few reference works that would enable them to do the task, like look up all the occurrences of a word in the Bible, but they would have to manually navigate to each passage and make sure that the handwork responsible for the reference work was accurate. Even then, the tools to search for anything beyond a single word or words in a book besides the Bible just didn't exist. All of that is the reality of today. This is particularly true because Bible software companies have massive biblical study libraries. You can find discussions of anything you're looking for in thousands of books all at the same time, even in the books that have no indexes of their own. Bible software also enables Bible students who don't read Hebrew and Greek to search in those languages. The software that I use is Logos Bible Software. It contains thousands of reference materials that can be integrated and indexed for comprehensive Bible study. There's literally nothing like it on the planet. Let's move on to insight number 74, acquire a clear, succinct theological dictionary. When you are engaged in serious Bible study, you will invariably end up running into theology. The Bible is not simply putting forth names, places, and events in artful storytelling. It's teaching us truths to believe, truths about God, about us, and God's solution for the human condition and human destiny. That's what theology is about, the study of God and what He's about. So don't panic if you end up thinking about doctrine. That is supposed to happen. I say it that way since many Christians I know recoil at theology because they think it's impractical, dull, or it even scares them. Having a good bit of experience in formal Bible study and even teaching of theology, that's understandable. Theologians use lots of terms that are long and unfamiliar. But despite the confusing nature of many such terms, they're essential to know since you won't be able to avoid them in your academic reading in theology. You need to look up words in books that you don't know. To not do that is to remain ignorant, which isn't a virtue in Bible study or anything else in life. There are two convenient solutions to this problem. One is to have a good theology book with indexes. At the very least, you can see if the index has a word that has stopped you cold. You might get an excellent definition on one of the pages to which the index directs you. Using Bible software, of course, makes this effortless. The problem with this solution is that your theology books may not have the term that you're looking for in the index, presuming that there even is one. And even then, you may not get a short, clear definition. So I'm proposing a second solution. Get a succinct theological dictionary. I'm not talking about a reference work with long articles on this topic. I'm talking about a dictionary that defines terms in a couple sentences. There are a couple options that fit this description. Dr. Heiser's favorite, and one that I think is the best, is Millard Eckerson's Concise Dictionary of Christian Theology. The book is precisely what the title claims. It has hundreds of theological terms defined in short, understandable sentences. With this tool in hand, you never need to fear reading a theology book. It should be part of every Bible student's arsenal. And that will wrap up our study for today. So let's close with our verse, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week we will continue on Meditation Monday as we take time in Bible study to reflect on what is most important in creating our living legacy. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life. Encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,609 daily treks or read the daily journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.